Welcome, everyone. Thank you for joining us today for this month's Community Call to Action. My name is Amanda, and I'm the Events Coordinator for Shamanism Without Borders, a global response network of the Society for Shamanic Practice, supporting shamanic practitioners who tend to natural disasters, acts of terrorism, war, pollution, and anything that causes disruption and suffering to humanity, to the animal and plant life, and to Earth's delicate biosystem. For more information, please visit shamanicpractice.org/SWB. For those of you who are joining us live, welcome to the call. We're gonna go ahead and keep our video up for now. And when I turn this over to Leisha, who will be leading this month's call to action, she will just let you know when it's time to turn your video sharing feature off and go ahead and just remain muted during the entire duration of the event. And then also keep your camera off as well during the entire attending process. Once the recording has stopped and we have finished, we're gonna go ahead and open up the space for sharing. So anyone who wants to stay on and just share, you know, anything that you received, then feel free to do so. So, and those who, for recording purposes, those of you are, who are listening to the playback, welcome to you as well. So let's go ahead and get started. Today's SWB process is Tending to Tigray and will be led by SWB community leader, Leisha Hengeveld. Welcome to the call, Leisha.
Thank you, Amanda. Thank you all for coming. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. So I just wanna, this is sort of an intense subject. I wanna just invite everybody to take a minute to settle in from wherever you're coming from. Just feel gravity, feel weight, feel the earth holding you, feel your feet. Find your own center. And just get comfortable in your own space. If you haven't had a moment to light a candle or get anything that you want to have with you, go ahead. I'm gonna talk for just a minute about where this is and what's going on there before we go right into the process. So, yeah. And if you haven't journeyed before, then don't worry, we'll walk you through that process too right before we get started. So, Tigray, and sorry, I don't have a pretty altar for you. I'm traveling and I'm sitting outside and it's a little windy, but hopefully it works well here. Tigray is in northern Ethiopia, and it's an area that's been sort of highlighted in the news since early November. But if, you know, if you dig around in the information, you'll find the history is much, much longer and much older than the current crisis, right? And so in the moment, there's basically war, you know? So right now, the most recent thing is destruction of medical clinics. There's been destruction of homes and farmland. Reports of sexual assaults and violence, looting, destruction, ethnic cleansing, genocide, killing of civilians, things that are considered humanitarian violations. There's the use of hunger as a weapon, so intentional blockages of aid to large areas of Tigray. And it's not currently getting titled famine because at this point the UN requires surveys and information to use that word. But basically there's a lot of people starving. So, and a lot of people displaced. So hundreds of thousands of people without homes and a huge refugee situation. So I think we're all pretty familiar that there's been a history of famine in this area in Ethiopia. So all of Ethiopia is experiencing a fair amount of disruption. A lot of people have fled into Sudan, and Eritrea is involved. So Eritrea has been part of Ethiopia historically. So there's sovereignty issues, there's power struggles, it's religious, it's ethnic, it's complicated, and it's old. And so so there's a lot of untended dead from the history and possibly in the pattern of the land and the peoples. And there are people who, you know, older people who have experienced famine multiple times and who have lived in refugee camps multiple times. So there's people who grew up in a refugee camp, got to go back to their homeland, and now are bringing their children to refugee camps. So one of the things about the situation is that there's repeating patterns, right? And so in shamanic terms, we look to where that might be getting held, right? So there could be patterns in the earth, there could be larger patterns in cultural lineages or whatever, however you want to look at or say those kinds of things. So there's so there's repeating patterns, basically, which is part of what's interest to me personally in this tending. So, you know, when you go into that scope and that scale, it's, for me, it's easy to ask or look at, you know, well, gosh, these things have happened through human history and in all kinds of places. But in the moment, in that location specifically, it's really escalated, right? And it's very current, and it has pattern and roots, right? So for our tending today, we always want to choose as specific a topic that leaves some space available for whatever needs to happen and we're guided to do to happen. But for this tending, the focus is going to be geographical, right? And so Tigray is northern Ethiopia. That's the Horn of Africa on the east side of Africa, bordering Somalia, Kenya, Sudan, South Sudan, Eritrea. Egypt is above them up there. So just for your orientation, across the Red Sea is Yemen and Saudi Arabia. So just for your orientation, Tigray is just sort of the nexus of a lot of intensity right now, and has been right in that area. So, you know, Tigray and then a little bit out into the rest of Ethiopia, Sudan, Eritrea is the geographic focus of what we're going to be holding space for. And then if any of those specific topics is upsetting or activating to you, of course you're human, so that's good. But you know, it may be the piece that comes for you to tend to, or you may end up with a whole other piece that's something that you're capable of being more in neutrality about, or with compassion, or you know, to really be able, something you can really hold space for in yourself might be the thing you're most likely to have show up for you. And so, let's see here. So, what we're gonna do is we're gonna do two journeys for this, just because it's such a big topic and it's such a charged topic. So I'm gonna spend about 4 or 5 minutes drumming for us to just ask the question of, is this mine to tend? What is mine to tend? Do I have permission to tend to this? And then we'll come back. We'll take a couple minutes and reset, and then we'll have about a 10-minute journey to do the actual tending process. So, yeah, I think that's what we're gonna do. So I'm gonna open the directions before we set up for the first journey space, and then after that, I'll guide you into the process of journeying. So let's see here. And I'm just gonna stay facing you for this, but if you wanna face the directions in your own space while we're doing this, feel free. That's fine, so. Spirit of the East, call on you, ask you, and welcome you into this ceremonial tending today of Tigray and the surrounding areas. Ask for you to bring us clarity, ask for you to bring us light. Begin the ceremony well. Let it be a new beginning for a new seed, a good seed for the space that we're tending to today. Spirit of the South, call on you, ask you, invite you, and welcome you into holding space for our ceremony today. And ask for you to make a really strong container for us to be in, for us to all be really safe and well and protected and in our hearts. In a really strong heart space, and to be led and guided by spirit. Ask for any and all allies to come in. Call on the polar bear and the hawk from the SWB container, and any other personal allies or any other high frequency beings that are interested in holding space for our attending today. You're welcome to join us. Thank you, Spirit of the South. Spirit of the West, call on you, ask you, invite you, and welcome you into holding space and making our container for this tending today. Spirit of the West, ask you to help for anything that's ready to be done and over, completed, and finished in Tigray. Help us with that. You know what to do with it all. You know how to take care of endings and completions, So help us with that, and help us have good dreams for this place, the space, and for our planet. Thank you so much, Spirit of the West. Spirit of the North, call on you, ask you, invite you, and welcome you into holding space for our ceremonial tending today of Tigray and the surrounding areas, and ask you for a lot of power, ask you for strength, ask you for wisdom. Let us have a strong container, a strong tending today, and for wisdom in ourselves and in all the people involved and what's going on there. Thank you, Spirit of the North. Pachitata, Father Sky, ask you, invite you, and welcome you into holding space for our ceremonial tending today of Tigray and the surrounding areas. We ask you for big protection for ourselves as we go into journey space, big protection for the land and the peoples and the place that we're going to focus in on. Thank you for all the birds, the bird medicines. Welcome you all into being with us as we tend today. Thank you. And the sun, moon, stars, the planets. Thank you for your light. Thank you for your power, and invite you to be here with us today. Thank you. Pachamama, Mama Earth, thank you so much for being our home. We love you deeply. We love you dearly. Thank you for everything you give and do for us. And we're asking for your permission and your guidance and your support in tending to Tigray, the surrounding areas, and any help you can offer us, any guidance, any wisdom, any allies that want to come forth, and anything that you need from us during this process, let us know. Thank you, Mama Earth. Spirits of this place, the place that each of us is in, Tigray, we ask for your permission to interact with you, your energy field, the land, the water, and the peoples. Anything that you need, anything that we can do, please guide and assist us. Thank you. And Great Spirit, please be with us each as we journey in this tending. And please be strongly present in Tigray. Aho. I just want to take a minute to close and open some fields. So I'm going to close field of righteousness, close the field of fear, close the field of judgment. I'm going to open the field of love, open the field of healing, open the field of balance, of neutrality, compassion, open the field of forgiveness, and I open the field of miracles. Okay. So we're going to do just a short journey now, and we're going to ask each of us for permission to interact with Tigray, the land and or the peoples there, and we're going to ask if it's ours to tend. So you can ask for, you know, anything that makes sense to you as an image, red light, green light. Yeah, just for information. It's an interactive process. So what we're going to do is, in our mind's eye, go to a visualized location in nature and going to go into an opening. Could be a cave entrance, or, you know, a nook in a tree, or a rabbit hole, or a spring. And you're going to ask for a guide to take you, and then you're going to follow the guide. And you might see a light where you come out, and you're going to ask for this information. Is this mine to tend? What is mine to tend? It may be your guide that shows you, or something else. So, and you know, it may be visual for you, or you may just have a felt sense, you know, receive a knowingness or something audio, or however you receive your information. That's good. So, do I have permission? What is mine to tend? Is this mine to tend? And I'm just going to do that for a couple minutes. So make yourselves comfortable. You can be sitting or lying down. And you can have your eyes covered if you'd like. When we're through, the drumming pace will change, and I'll instruct you to complete your process where you're at and come back, and I'll drum quickly, more quickly, for a moment, so you have a chance to complete receiving information, and then say thank you and come on back. So here we go. Is this mine to tend? What is mine to tend?
Thank you.
wherever you're at, say thank you, complete your process, and come back the way you came. Stay comfortable. I'm going to go back into journey space in just a minute here, but you can wiggle your toes a little, feel your body, and consider the information that you got, and let yourself be in don't know minds. I don't know what's going to happen in my tending journey. And, you know, if you happened to get a no, then I definitely invite you to stay on holding a high frequency space, you know, holding this container with support and love and compassion, or, you know, any kind of high frequency that feels good for you. So stay with us, and you know, it matters how many people we have holding space. There's a lot more power in this kind of healing work when there's more of us doing it together. So thank you all again for being here, and big gratitude for all the allies who have showed up for us already, and big gratitude to all the healing energies at play here. So thank you all, and so we're going to go back in to journey space with the information that you have. And, you know, there may be work for you to do that you can complete during this part of the journey process. You may receive information about what else there is to do beyond or besides this piece of work. But you're going to have a little bit longer this time to do whatever it is that's yours to do. So, you can turn your videos back off, get yourselves comfortable, lay down if you want, have your eyes covered. And, can use the same space you entered last time if you'd like. You remember to ask for a guide. Go through your opening, probably towards some light, and enter into the space and do whatever work is yours to do. And you know, it may be that you need to ask for more information, ask for more clarity. Don't forget, you can have an interactive experience. Ask for information, ask for clarity, ask for understanding. So here we go. Thank you. in your journey. Finish up, come to completion, say thank you. Come back the way you came. So you can stay where you're at for a couple minutes. Just slowly come back into your body. Wiggle your toes, feel your feet, wiggle your fingers. Feel gravity. Find yourself in your space. And when you're ready to get up, you can jot down a few notes if you'd like. I'm gonna close the directions and the container for our tending space so that we can stop recording before we go into sharing. So you all have a few more minutes to, you know, process or come back into your body or take notes while we're doing that part. Spirits of place, where we each are, of Tigray, thank you so much for having us. Thank you so much for interacting with us, for welcoming us, and for working with us. Big, big blessings on you. We hope that the work we've done today has a ripple effect in all directions. Thank you. Pachamama, Mama Earth, thank you so much for being our home. We love you dearly. Release you from holding space for this container today. Pachatata, Father Sky, thank you for your protection. Thank you for all the light, all the wisdom, all the help. We release you from holding space for our tending ceremony today. Spirit of the North, thank you for such a powerful experience. Thank you for the wisdom. Thank you for helping us all go within so strongly. And we release you now from holding space for our ceremonial container today. Spirit of the West, thank you so much for holding space for us. Thank you for clearing up so much old stuff, for knowing what to do with it, and for always being there for us to do that. Thank you so much for new dreams that have shown up. Thank you, Spirit of the West. We released you from holding space for this container here today. Spirit of the South, thank you. Thank you so much for your beauty. Thank you for your love. Thank you for strong containers. Thank you for holding us here so well, so strongly and so safely. As we went into this space, thank you for continuing to pour love and support us in having love in ourselves and in our lives, and for holding space for Tigray. We release you from holding space for our ceremonial container today. Thank you, Spirit of the South. And Spirit of the East, thank you so much for your medicine. Thank you for seeds and new beginnings. Thank you for the light. Thank you for clarity. Thank you for starting our ceremony. Thank you for holding space in such a good way for us and our lives. And we release you from our container today. Aho. So hopefully all are getting back into your bodies here and doing any self-care that you need to do. Drink a glass of water. That always helps. And yeah, so much gratitude. Thank you all for being here with me for this, whether it's now or later in the recording. All of those are in the container here with us, same container. So thank you, big gratitude. I'm gonna turn it back over to Amanda for a couple minutes, and then we'll stop the recording and open up space for sharing.
Thank you, Alicia. Thank you so much for guiding us the process of tending to Tigray. It's big work. So thank you for stepping up and sharing your medicine with all of us and leading us in that process. Now, if this work resonates with you and you're interested in finding ways to become further involved, you can visit shamanicpractice.org/SWB. There we have free online trainings. You can purchase the SWB guidebook, view upcoming SWB events, learn about becoming an SWB community leader, and more. Also, feel free to connect with our growing social media community by joining our Shamanism Without Borders Facebook group. These monthly online events are supported by the Society for Shamanic Practice, a nonprofit organization dedicated to growing and supporting the shamanic communities through membership, programs, events, and donations. We invite you to mark your calendar and join us on Tuesday, April 20th at 12 p.m. Mountain for our next monthly community call to action led by SWB community leader Tally McCormick and SSP board member David McCormick, and hosted by the Society for Shamanic Practice at shamanicpractice.org. Thank you, everybody, for being here, contributing, and however it showed up for you. Blessings to you and your family and your friends, all your relations. A hope.